I am curious about the cold strategy, how it plays out at Dana-Farber. How do you do it? How often do people elect to do it? And how effective is it?
So, I mean, the randomized data would show that it's quite effective for non-anthracycline regimens. That's been our experience. It's not effective in everybody, but, in the majority of patients, they really have very little, if any, noticeable alopecia when they're using it. It does add to the cost to the patient in most cases. There are some ways to try to help with the cost, but it's still a non-trivial financial burden for patients. And so that's oftentimes a decider for patients whether they want to do it or not. But we offer it to all patients who are getting non-anthracycline regimens.
What about the experience itself? How uncomfortable is it?
With the mechanized versions that don't require the patients to bring in tubs of dry ice and things, some patients notice some mild discomfort, but other than that, it's not really a big issue. It does add the time that they're in the clinic because you have to pre-cool and keep the cold caps on afterwards, after the infusions as well, for a period of time. But I think most patients feel that the trade-off is very worthwhile, those patients who really are concerned about the risk of alopecia.